And people are waiting to change their life until they feel ready. But like, sorry, sweetheart, it's not going to happen. If you've struggled for the last several years, like if you struggled for the last decade with this stuff, you're never going to feel ready because your brain in a weird way is comfortable suffering. At least it knows what to predict. It feels some semblance like home. You may even feel like you're not worthy or deserving of being happy. So of course you're going to stay suffering because you're not worthy of it. So it's never going to feel ready to be happy. It's never going to feel ready to change and expand. That's just how the brain works. So which is why you shouldn't wait to get started. Messy action is still action and still creates results. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dieting from the Inside Out. If you're new around here, welcome to the show. My name is Jared Hamilton and I'm your host. And today is the 300th episode of the show. And so I figured, number one, I wanted this to be a solo episode for with it being the 300th. And then I wanted to use the show hitting 300 episodes as almost an object lesson. And I think it's going to help you a lot. So number one, be sure if you're not subscribed to the show, you'll want to be I don't want you to miss out on any of the cool things I have coming for you. But here's the thing. I want to start off with a little bit of gratitude. I want to thank you, the listeners, for being here and for coming back to the show. It means more to me than you know. It's one of those things time and attention is arguably the most important assets any human has. Excuse me. And so the fact that you give me yours for time each week on the show and even on my other platforms and things like that, it means a lot. I don't thank you enough for that. But I promise I don't take it for granted. So the fact that you are here and so many of you have been here and you keep coming back to the show and that you've made it where like we can make this happen. We're hundreds of episodes deep, hitting the 300th today. I just want to say thank you. It means more to me than you imagine with all of this stuff. You being here allows me to do what I feel called to do and to make the dent in all of this stuff that I feel like I'm here to make. So I just want to say thank you first and foremost from the bottom of my heart for being here. It means more than you know. So now I think it's interesting because like I said, I'm going to make this come full circle and talk about using this as like almost an object lesson because the podcast now is not what it used to be. For those of you who have been around for a minute since it was the Hamilton Trained podcast, we rebranded and things like that. But also like people tell me, they're like, oh, well, I started at episode one and I'm like, please don't. I want to go delete like the vast majority of the episodes, at least from the very beginning, because they are so bad, but I haven't. I'm not deleting them. I'm leaving them there, even though they are atrocious. But because I think it's important to show like the growth of like myself, the show, the message, things like that. But also like the content's still there, still helpful to some people. But the reason, and I'm going to tie this all together, is the podcast is not what it used to be. When I started the podcast, it was not this production. It was not this equipment. It was not this messaging. It was not the same version of me that I'm speaking now to you through. So when I started, like I'm looking at my notes right here. I was like some episodes I was going on walks. You could hear like my dogs in the background. I mean, let's be honest. You might still hear my dogs in the background. When I started the podcast, I even had to do it in 5-minute increments because the software I was using did not let you go more than 5 minutes. So I would have to like set a timer or watch my phone because I was recording the episodes on my phone. I wasn't even recording it on my computer. It was on my iPhone. It would only let me do 5-minute chunks. So I would like try to get to a stopping spot between 4 and 5 minutes, stop it, start the next one, go for about 4 or 5 minutes, stop it, start the next one, and then chain them all together. But I loved every minute of it. I was way too excited. Like, I mean, I'm always pretty high strung, but I was way too excited. I was way too like screaming into the mic. To be honest, there was a lot of episodes there was no mic. If you're watching the YouTube video, I was actually for a lot of them, I was just talking into my cell phone. Like I was just using this app that lets you record podcast episodes. So we'd just walk around my house with my phone to my head and be like, what's up? Welcome back to the Hamilton Train podcast. I'm Jared. Da-da-da-da-da. So, the podcast has grown a lot. It's grown in not just in downloads, but it's grown in, I feel myself, the content, the listeners, everything. So, things are in a very different place, which is, I'm very grateful. I'm very fortunate. But the reason I say all of this is because people will look at the podcast and like the comments I get where it is now. And they're like, oh my gosh, your show is amazing. The content, the studio, the quality, like all that. And that's great. And I appreciate it. But you have to understand that it would not be at the place it is now, helping the hundreds and thousands of people that it is, if I did not get started arguably before I was ready. What I mean by that is it was anything but perfect. I'm not trying to make this episode to make it sound like a, you know, like woo woo, look at me. And it's not like that. I'm using the episode hitting 300 shows as a lesson, because my actions were messy. And here's the thing, messy actions still make things happen. And I think that's a message a lot of you need to hear. I think it's one of those things where for me with the show, it was really messy. Like I listened back to episodes. I actually don't anymore, but they're bad. Like I'm telling you, I was like on my phone. Like if you're been listening for a while, I was literally on my phone walking around my house trying to teach people about fat loss. And it wasn't good. I had no idea what public speaking was. I just talked. I was just trying to be authentic. I mean, even now there's still things I need to improve on, but it's still at the end of the day, it would not be where it's at now. The result you see now, the result now, if I did not get started when I did, because it takes repetitions to make anything happen and it takes skills to make anything happen. And too often we have a tendency to wait until things are perfect, until we feel ready, until that imposter syndrome is gone. Fun fact, I have imposter syndrome every single day. Like literally if you knew like the thoughts that like come across my brain with like imposter syndrome, sometimes I second guess if I should even be doing this. Like I'm not any different than you. The difference is I know not to believe those because I know they're not true and I know they're not me talking, it's something else. So you have to understand that if you wait, because I'm trying to apply this to your situation. If you were to wait for your situation to be perfect until you felt ready, until things slowed down, until you had all the right equipment, so to speak, until things were in the perfect place, you would not make it. You won't make it. If you're sitting there listening when you have, and you're waiting and you're like, oh, I just feel like that's not ready. It's not going to be perfect. That's good. You need to start anyway. That's what I did with the podcast. Like to date now, this podcast is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people literally change the course of their life forever. And I'm eternally grateful. It's been one of the foundational pieces to my business that not just feeds my family, but also like my entire staff. And it all would not have happened if I didn't start when it was messy before I was ready. See, you have to understand, I was just talking about this on a training I just finished a little bit ago. You'll never feel ready to make any major change in your life. The brain doesn't operate like that. Think about it this way. Your brain is only about self-preservation. That's it. Your brain doesn't care if you're happy. Your heart cares if you're happy. You want to be happy. Your brain, as like this lizard brain, doesn't give a fuck if you're happy because it's more worried about you not dying. So here's the thing. If it views, the way the brain works is if something's new, if something could fail, if something is not the normal, it views as like, well, we might die. We might fail. That hurts. You know, that stove might be hot. Let's just not touch it. So you're never going to feel ready. Like to go speak in front, if you've never spoken in front of people to speak for the first time, you're not going to feel ready until you do it, come off the stage and your brain realizes you didn't die. Then you're like, okay, maybe I could do that again. It's like the fear of heights. You're never going to feel, all right, I'm ready to tackle the fear of heights. You won't. Until like you get on the roof or until you jump out of the plane and land and you didn't die. And then your brain's like, oh, okay, I guess we're all right. And then let's do it again. It's because the body tells the mind what to think. This is why like neuroscientists will even argue that the body is the subconscious mind because they both influence each other. But it's why I can't tell you, I can give you all the data to support, hey, here's why you shouldn't be scared of heights, but it's not till you jump out of the plane, land, not die. And then you're like, cool, I could do it again. It's why facing a fear gets over the fear. It's why we're changing the way your brain processes work and it processes things and the connections it makes and all this stuff. So it's why you're never gonna feel ready. I hear it all the time. People are waiting to change their life until they feel ready, but like, sorry, sweetheart, it's not gonna happen. If you've struggled for the last several years, like if you've struggled for the last decade with this stuff, you're never gonna feel ready because your brain in a weird way is comfortable suffering. At least it knows what to predict. It feels some semblance like home. You may even feel like you're not worthy or deserving of being happy. So of course you're going to stay suffering because you're not worthy of it, of being happy, is the way your brain operates. So it's never going to feel ready to be happy. It's never going to feel ready to change and expand. That's just how the brain works. So, which is why you shouldn't wait to get started. Messy action is still action and still creates results, just like the podcast did. Like, I look back at the beginning episodes and I like shudder. I'm like, that's so fucking awful. Like, I don't understand to this day why people still listen to them. I was just speaking with someone who was applying for coaching today, and she was talking about how she started at episode one and she loves the beginning episodes. And I'm like, they're so bad. But she said, hey, the content's good and they're helpful. I like hearing your dogs in the background. And I think it's funny you're walking around the park with your AirPods in talking about this stuff. And I mean, she had a point, but it's one of those things where if I did not do that, it would not be where it's at today. You can't become a skilled musician without the really shitty sounding days and reps in the beginning. It's the same thing with you and your journey. You're going to have to get started when it's shitty. You're not going to be consistent. The workouts aren't going to be very good. The nutrition is going to be a little all over the place. It's not going to be perfect. You're going to mess up. Your calorie tracking is not going to be accurate. You're not going to hit your protein targets, like all whatever the actions are, but it's okay because those will build on themselves. And then all of a sudden you'll go from being like, let's say a D student in fat loss to a C student. Well, guess what? That means progress happened. It means some weight came off. It means you're feeling better. Then that C turns into like a C plus, and all of a sudden you're seeing progress. You're feeling better, but you're still a C student in fat loss. Then that C turns into a B because you're doing the thing. A thing that I've been talking about lately also is we don't go to the thing we want. We have to go through the thing to get there. What I mean by that is the resistance is always required. Actually, I have it sitting right here on my desk. One of my favorite books ever to this date, it's called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. If you're watching the YouTube, I'm showing it to the screen. One of my favorite books, War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And the premise of the book is resistance is required. We have to go through resistance. We have to go through the messy. We have to go through the imperfection to get to the other side. It's required. It's crazy. That's like they say, be careful what you wish for, because you ask God for the thing and then he'll just give you the situation that builds it. If you wish for patience, you're just going to get a situation that sucks. It's going to take a long time. So you build patience. If you wish for discipline, you're going to have to go through some shit you do not want to mess with or feel like. If you want to be courageous, you're going to have to go through some fearful times. We don't ever get the thing. We have to go through arguably the inverse to get the skills and experience and things to get the thing that we want. I mean, think about like with your kids. If you want your kids to be patient, but you keep giving them everything they want, like when they want it, they're never going to build the skill of patience. If you want your kid to be hardworking, but they never have to sweat, it's never going to happen. So it's no different for you. If you want to be highly skilled at weight loss and you want to be able to lose the weight, keep it off, and be able to manage this during all seasons of your life, during the crazy, the chaos, the overwhelm, the busy, the holidays, the vacations, you're going to have to get messy. You're going to have to start when it's not convenient. You're going to have to start when you don't feel ready. You're going to have to start when you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's when you start. That's what qualifies you. That's how you get qualified, and that's how you change your life, because it's kind of like another analogy I've been using is everyone wants the sword, but no one wants to be forged. Imagine this. Imagine you want, if you've ever looked at like a beautiful sword, a sword that you would like see in a museum, that because you can go into battle with it. It's beautiful. It's big. It can literally cut people in half. It's so well crafted. But that sword originally started out as a block of metal, literally like a block of metal. But then a person got a hold of it and did the process of forging a sword. He put that block of metal into a really hot oven and pulled it out, beating it with a hammer, and may put it in cold water and then put it back in the oven and then beat it again while it's red hot, and then lather, rinse, repeat, and kept doing that. And then he goes through the process of forging a sword. Then one day it actually is a sword. It went from this block of metal or a bunch of chains or a bunch of just random metal pieces. Now it's a forged, beautiful sword. But that's what everyone looks at. Everyone looks at like, wow, that sword is amazing. Wow, I wish I could have one. Wow, that's incredible. But it started off over here. And the process is gross. The process is messy. I mean, the process, like in a sword's case, it's literally heat and getting beaten with a hammer on an anvil and shoved in water. It's kind of the same with this game. losing weight and keeping it off and changing your life is not easy. No one ever changed their life on an accident. Realize that. No one ever accidentally changed their life. Changing your life and having it be permanent is very calculated, is very intentional. Because when you do it, it's going to be hard. It's going to suck. Nothing great ever comes by accident. Nothing great in this context ever happens without the due diligence of the effort that comes with it. You go, okay, this is what I want. This is the kind of person I have to become, which that person has these qualities and these values and these characteristics and this personality. I'm going to do what that person does consistently for years at a time. And then one day you wake up as that person. But it starts off with the messy. It starts off as a shitty podcast on an iPhone. It starts off as a block of metal that one day is going to be a sword. But it's easy to look at just the other side. It's kind of like the saying, you see someone really successful and they're like, man, it took me, everyone sees like the millionaire and I'm like, oh, you become a success overnight. And they go, yeah, it took me 30 years to become an overnight success. It's the same thing with this. A lot of you listening to this who, whether be in the program or who have made it to your other side, it's easy. You've experienced it, I'm sure, where people go, oh my gosh, it's like you changed overnight. And it's like, bitch, I've been doing this for like 3-4 years and I'm just now getting to where I want to be. So it didn't happen overnight. It's the same thing for you. It's going to be messy. You're not going to feel ready, but you're going to have to start anyway. Again, with a podcast, especially if you're one of the podcast vets who love the show, who listen to it every week, who listen and send it to everyone. And I appreciate you more than ever, but what if I waited? What if I never did that first episode because I'm like, ah, it's on my phone. It's not going to be good enough. Oh, I don't have a nice Joe Rogan style mic. I don't have cameras. I don't have lighting. I don't have all this stuff. I'll just wait till I do. Well, it'd be 5 years later, 6 years later. If even actually probably be longer than that, because guess what? Every first episode or every first rep is going to suck. So I would be delaying even longer. But how many of you listening have been delaying your stuff longer? Well, though I don't know what to do at the gym. Well, I'll just wait till I figure it out. But then you spend more time prepping and planning and never getting there versus just show up and walk. Just show up and grab a set of dumbbells. Just show up and really weirdly follow someone around and do the exercise when they're not looking. Same thing with your nutrition, same thing with your inner work, whatever it is. Messy action is still action and it still can create results. You just have to start because it's, again, just a reminder as we wrap up, you're never going to feel ready. It's never going to feel like the right time and it's never going to not be messy. Literally, we tell, one of the things we tell clients when they start working with us is this game is not supposed to be clean cut. And mind you, when we work with someone in our one-on-one coaching program, like we take all the thinking, we're designing the best program. We're designing everything. We're getting check-ins from them to get feedback, to know exactly what to do. We're making sure all pieces are on the table. We're making sure every step is laid out. It's like a chess game. We're 4 or 5 moves ahead of the client, right? We have the, I don't want to say perfect because nothing's perfect, but we have the best situation in parameters and framework for the client. But guess what? It's still messy because we're all imperfect humans. You have a crazy life, you're stressed, you have emotions, you have a family, you have a job, you have other commitments. With even the best plan in the world, like what we would give clients, it's still going to be messy because you're a normal human and that's okay. But it's okay for it to be messy and you can still change your life while being a mess. You can still change your life and show up for yourself without it being perfect. So that's the whole message behind today's episode is kind of using the podcast growth and the landmark of 300 episodes as kind of a teaching lesson that just do what I did and start. Whether that be a podcast, that'd be dope. But in your case, while you're listening to this is with your goals, you should just start with what you have. For me, with the podcast, I started with my cell phone and an app. I didn't even use headphones. I literally just talked into the mic like this. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Hamilton Train podcast. I'm Jared. I'm your host. So start with what you got. If that means at-home workouts, start there. If that means stopping when you're full, start there. If that means eating stuff that used to breathe because that probably has protein in it, start there. If that means, like, let's say you can't afford a coach, if that means following someone like me on Instagram or some of my friends and just doing what we say, start there. If that means, like, well, I can't do full hour-long workouts, I've only got like 10 minutes at home, start there. Whatever you got, start there. And it's good enough. It will work. You just have to be consistent with it. Just like I was with the show, is I didn't just put out one episode. We're at 300 episodes. I think they say statistically, if you want to get into the top like 5% of all podcasts, you just need over, I think it was 25 episodes or 50 episodes to be considered in the top like 5% of podcasts, because none of them make it that far. Most podcasts never make it past 25 episodes or 50 episodes. I'm at 300 because for me, I rely so much on my reps of anything. I know my actions are not going to be perfect. I know that what I do is not going to be, you know, just not non-messy. I know what I do is not going to be perfect. So I rely on like, well, I'm at least going to put the numbers in my favor. I'm going to show up more than ever. I'm going to be as consistent as ever. So even if what I did wasn't like perfect, the numbers kind of take care of it. I'm not a great public speaker. I'm not politically correct. I'm not as concise as I should be. I'm not like the Jared version of Tony Robbins. So my content might not be good enough right now to like blow up my podcast overnight, but guess what? I can do it for 300 episodes and get it that way. I'll keep going. And it's no different for you. Your workouts aren't going to be perfect. Your nutrition is not going to be perfect. Your inner work isn't going to be perfect, but maybe you should just start while it's not perfect and get some really badass numbers on the chart. And it's really hard to fail. Our most successful clients like keep a running tally of like, hey, 30 days consistent, 70 days consistent, 90 days, 110 days, 500 days. And we have clients who are literally in like the thousands, like, hey, 1500 days consistent, that kind of thing, because it's not perfect and it doesn't have to be, but it's consistent. And it's because they started when they were messy, when they weren't ready, when they didn't know what to do, but they just like, I'm going to figure it out. It's like what I did with the show. So that's it for today. That's all I have for you. Again, I appreciate you being here. Thank you for being here for 300 episodes. I'm not slowing down. If anything, I want to start cranking out more episodes. I got to make sure I'm still pacing myself, but, yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. If you have not subscribed yet to the show, you'll want to do so. And as always, I do have some cool stuff in the description for you. I have my free course if you haven't gone through it. I have my community that is a really special place where I put a lot of extra content into in there. And if you need help with this stuff and you're ready to get some help, you can also apply for coaching below as well. Otherwise, I love you and I appreciate you. And I will talk to you in episode 301.